Amen. Galatians chapter 5. Praise God. You want to stand? I want to read this verse here. Amen. Ask the Lord to help us stand fast. Therefore, in the liberty, wherewith Christ hath made us free.
Yes.
And be not entangled again
with
the yoke of bondage.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. A lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Thank you for freedom.
Jesus.
Thank you for liberty. Thank you, God, that you set the captive free.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you right now for what we feel in our heart and our soul.
Bless you.
Lord, let us continue feeling this, God. And Lord, that you just help us preach and help the congregation. Let us have ears to hear. Lord, a mind to comprehend, heart to accept your word. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Stand fast.
Yes.
Stand firm in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Liberty is defined as a state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's way of life, behavior, or political views.
Right.
Amen. The world views freedom from control, from interference, from obligation, from restriction, from power right of doing or thinking or speaking or whatever, according to their choice. This is totally opposite, how many knows, of the Bible.
Right.
Amen. We talk about freedom. We talk about liberty. Yet we sit bound in the house of God.
Come on now.
We sit tormented and vexed and troubled in a prison of our minds and our hearts. Amen. And we can't just seem like worship the way the Holy Ghost wants us to worship.
Amen. You're right.
Amen. Patrick Henry said before the Revolutionary War began, give me liberty or give me death.
Right.
Oh.
Amen. He presented his speech to the Virginia Convention stating that Virginia should have the military be involved in fighting against the British. Later on, his influence helped create the Bill of Rights, which guaranteed personal freedom and set limits on government power.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to tell you something tonight. It's liberty or death and hell, folks. Amen. That's it. And I want to preach tonight on Independence Day. Amen. Praise God. Independence Day. I'm telling you, amen, the Bible said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the Son, verse 36 said, therefore shall make you free. Ye shall be free indeed. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 18 and verse 37, everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And in verse 38, Pilate asked him, what is truth? Amen. He thought that Jesus was claiming to be king and having a kingdom was foolish. Amen. He probably didn't mean there was no truth, but there was no truth in the kind of spiritual kingdom that Jesus represented. Amen. For Pilate, he looked and said, the soldiers and the army and Rome and Caesar and political powers was truth. Pilate learned what he needed to know, and he saw Jesus, amen, of no threat, amen, or no danger, and he sought to release him when he looked at him and said, I find no fault in this man. Amen. Some question truth today. What is truth? Amen. They feel or they think all truth is personal or individual. Amen. But I'm telling you what, they may look and say there's no truth about God. Amen. But that's why we see a corrupt world. That's why we see a world full of sin and full of immorality. Amen. Come on now. There's a search or there's a quest, amen, for the truth. Amen. We search the scriptures. We ask questions. We read the Bible and we listen to the preachers. Amen. But listen, we got some people that's on a personal pursuit.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Yes. Yeah.
That's all.
Timothy, 2 Timothy 3 and 7 tells you and I, ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Yep. You're right. Yep.
Amen.
Oh, God.
That's where a lot of people sit.
Yeah.
They can tell you about science. They can tell you about the body.
Right.
They can tell you about physics. But they can't tell you one thing about the Word of God.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It means nothing to them.
Amen.
And because it means nothing, they're bound.
You're right.
Yeah.
They're bound by addictions.
Bless him.
Come on,
they're bound by habits.
Yeah.
They're bound by theories. They're bound by ideals. And they need a truth preached to them so they can be free. Are you hearing me? Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Amen. We need to be willing to gain truth and wisdom at any cost instead of wanting to forsake it for profit. Amen. At all costs, we should give up worldly pursuits and purchase truth upon any term. Amen. Whatever it takes, whatever I've got to give up, amen, I'm willing, amen, to get the truth. I want the truth. Amen. Come on now. I need the truth. You need the truth. We need it.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Bye.
Come on.
Bye as the martyrs did. When they gave their bodies to be burned.
Yeah.
Bide as many have done and gone to prison for it.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Bide it means, amen, getting, receiving, accepting. Sell it not.
Right.
Right.
Woo.
Don't sell it at any cost.
Right. Right.
It cost Jesus his life for your freedom.
Right.
Yes, it did.
For my freedom.
Yes.
For your liberty. And my liberty.
Right.
Amen. I made a good deal.
Yeah.
Brother Tommy, when I bought it.
Come on.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's not disappointed me.
No.
No.
It satisfies me.
Yeah.
It's made me blessed.
Come on.
I'm not selling it.
No.
Come on now. Don't sell it. Don't trade it. The hour of death and the day of judgment is close on our heels. Amen. You need truth. Sell it not. You can't buy it again. Amen. You can never find anything any better than what we got. What do we got, good shepherd? We've got truth. Thank God that it'll last. The truth that'll stand when the world's on fire. Truth that'll stand in adversity, in trials, in tribulations. Thank God, I've got truth, Brother Tom.
Amen.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Don't want to get rid of it.
No.
Don't want to sell it. Don't want to trade it.
Come on.
And don't want to give it away. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Naboth said, it's an inheritance of my father. It's not for sale at any cost. I'm not going to sell it. I'm not going to trade it. Amen. It was given to me. Amen. And I'm going to keep it. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm just going to stay in this way. I'm going to stay in this freedom. I'm going to stay in this liberty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Revelation 3:18. I counsel thee.
Yeah.
Buy and be gold.
Yeah.
Tried in the fire.
Yeah.
That thou mayest be rich.
Come on.
And white raiment. That thou mayest be clothed. And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with thy salve. That thou mayest see.
That's
you know what Jesus is saying? Buy me.
Yeah.
Sell all you have and get this.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
This will keep you from here to eternity.
Yeah.
It'll never fade.
Never.
It'll never decay. It'll never go out of style. It'll never dissolve. It'll never change. It'll never disappear. It'll never get old. We only buy what we eagerly desire.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right, bro.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
The truth is,
glory to God.
God. The truth is, Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
The truth is, the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Uh-huh.
The truth is, God's holy word.
Right.
And holiness. Right. Amen. The truth is what we worship God in.
Right.
Amen. Judas had the truth and sold it for 30 pieces of silver. But he died. Amen. And what he sold the truth for, bought his grave.
Right.
Oh,
my.
Oh, God. Oh, my. It's by this truth power, amen, that it can govern our lives. Are you hearing me? And keep us from sinning.
Yeah.
The fact that you can buy it and trade it and sell it can be dangerous and even fatal.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
Good many of preachers, brother, that had it, but they sold it.
You're right.
Good many of men of God that had it and gave it away.
Right.
They're like Esau, for one morsel of meat, sold his birthright. Amen. Afterwards, he went out and wept bitterly and sought it carefully with tears, but he found no place of repentance. He sold it. My God, I'm telling you, don't sell it. Amen. For this world, don't sell it for the things of the world. Don't sell it for the flesh. Don't sell it. Amen. For anything. Amen. I said we gotta keep it.
Yes.
We got to keep it. What is truth?
Lord.
Paul would ask. He could have spoke of it as a learner. I just want to know. Hmm. Even he could have spoke of it as a judge wanting to know more of the matter. Or he could ask it as a mocker and a scoffer and a skeptic. Hey man, Jesus did not want to cast his pearls before the swine.
Right.
He told his disciples in John 14:6. He saith unto him, I am the way.
The way.
The truth,
yes,
and the life.
Yes,
yeah.
No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Right.
So close to the truth.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Galatians 5:13, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. You only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh,
right,
but by love serve one another.
Yeah.
All right.
This is not a liberty to do anything I please. It isn't the liberty to live after my flesh.
No.
It's not what Christian liberty is about.
Come on now.
You've been called into liberty.
Yeah.
Right.
Liberty in Jesus from the bondage of the law.
Uh-huh.
Because the law could not make you and I righteous.
Right.
Liberty is not a liberty for me to indulge in my flesh or do anything my flesh may desire. It sure ain't the liberty to do those things which the flesh once forced me to do. Amen. 1 Peter 2:16. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. This means you're free, yet you're God's slave. So you don't use your freedom as a covering or excuse to do evil. We must, amen, be careful not to use freedom as to cover up for evil. Amen. Some take that scripture, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. Stating, amen, well, my sins is forgiven. I'm not in bondage anymore. So I can do whatever because God has accepted me.
Come on now. Tell it.
Some say I'm free and I'm in bondage to no man. I'm going to go here. I say, I'll go to some park. I'll go to some store. I'll go to some place. You have the liberty to do so. But if it's with other intents, you're in bondage.
Right.
Bondage.
The freedom we have is that we don't have to live after our flesh anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
What a glorious freedom. There's a song that says, it's true, I can do what I want, whatever I want, but my wants have been changed.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. There's something about it. That once you get good and saved and you're in Christ Jesus, you're a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things become new. Amen. The things you used to do, you don't do it no more. The things you used to say, you don't say it no more. Why? Because the Lord has made a change in your life. Hallelujah. I'm glad. Amen. We can walk in the Spirit, folks. We can walk. The Bible said, put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. Don't let yourself think about ways and how you can gratify the flesh. Don't make plans to indulge in your evil desires.
Oh, come on.
Don't let the devil make you captive out of you.
Amen.
He'll entice you.
Sure.
He'll seduce you. Then he'll make you his slave.
Slave.
Right.
Right.
Many people are captives to their own lust. But God has delivered you.
Yes.
He's bound the power of Satan that's trying to hold you captive.
Thank you, Lord.
We've got authority in Jesus' name
right.
over all the principalities and powers. We've got authority in Jesus' name to rebuke the flesh.
Right.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Stand fast. Stand firm in the liberty.
Yeah.
Walk in the Spirit, Galatians 5:16. Ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You are free spiritually from bondage to sin and Satan, but you have a duty to keep God's word and obey it. Amen. And obey them that have the rule over you. There is liberty in Christ. But I'm going to tell you something. Amen. You got to stay free.
That's
yes,
right.
Praise God.
Bless him,
a while back,
bless him,
this year sometime, we cast devils out of our head. And Brother Tommy, she's already got them back in her. She's already back to her old nature and her old ways. Amen. She failed to stand fast. She failed to keep on fighting, submit herself to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. She failed those things.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Isaiah 42:7 foretold to open the blind eyes, to bring out of prison, out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of prison house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen.
That's the goal. That's what God wants for every person.
Amen.
Come on.
It's not as will you sit in a holiness pew and be bound by thoughts and desires and ways and ambitions and evil desires and wicked imaginations and things that's trying to control your life and take the power of God away from you. Let me tell you, there's a higher power. There's a greater power. I'm preaching today. Thank God. There's a freedom in God.
Yes,
sir. Hallelujah.
There's a liberty. You don't have to be ensnared or enslaved. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Yes.
Yes.
Send me to bind up a broken heart. Oh, there's something out of it, Brother Earl. Preach deliverance to the captive, recover the sight of the blind, set liberty them a bruise, and preach the acceptable year of the Lord. What? To put on the morning sign of you in beautiful ashes, oil, joyful morning, the garment of praise for the Spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the plant of the Lord. I tell you, God wants to bring people out. This liberty, church is given to us by God. Colossians 1:13, that delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us in the kingdom of his dear son. This liberty is freedom from the law. Amen. Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of Christ, amen, Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. This liberty frees us from the curse of the law. Thank God. Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. We have freedom and liberty from the fear of death. Hebrews 2:15 says, and delivered them who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Yeah.
Some people can't enjoy living because they're worried about dying.
Yeah, that's true.
Amen.
Yeah. Right.
That's all they are. Dealt with some of it in my church.
Yeah.
Amen. They're so bound. Come on now. Amen. They can't live for looking to die.
Yeah.
Well, there's liberty.
Right.
There's freedom.
Yeah.
And we said in the house of God, I'm not just preaching to the sinner and the backslider. I'm preaching to God's people.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
When you people look at you
come on,
crazy
come on.
When you say they ain't free.
Come on.
Come on.
They ain't set free.
Yeah.
Come on.
God.
Amen. He's dead for is freed from the sin. Amen. Romans 6:7 tells us. But verse 18, being then made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
We got liberty from corruption. Romans 8:21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
Come on.
Glorious liberty.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
David said in Psalms 119:45, I'll walk at liberty, for I will seek thy precepts, and that precepts is the word.
Right.
Word's not bound.
No.
Oh, sure.
I've been in service where the service was bound, but the preacher would get up and all of a sudden everything just set free.
Yeah.
Lord.
Amen. Man's begin to loose. Amen. Praise God. Heavy burdens undone. The word is called the perfect law of liberty.
That's it.
It don't bind you.
No.
It sets you free.
Right.
Yeah.
It blesses you and it keeps you. Sure. James 1:25 says, whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty.
Yeah.
And continue therein. He be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word.
Yes. Yes.
This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Yeah.
Look into it. Don't just look into it. Don't just get a glimpse of it.
Come on.
And walk away and forget what it is.
Yeah.
Come on.
But continue in it.
Yeah.
Don't be a forgetful hearer.
Yeah.
When you sin, continue sinning, you're a slave to sin.
Right.
John said, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin.
Right.
Now the power which enslaves people is sin.
Right.
But through the blood
of
Jesus,
Brother
Ronnie, it frees men and women.
Right. Amen.
He breaks addictions.
Yes, sir.
He breaks habits.
Uh-huh.
He breaks bondages.
Yes.
He breaks strongholds.
Yes.
It's a deliverance from the darkening of the mind. A freedom from oppression and depression. A freedom from sinful lust. An enslavement of one's will. The liberty that Christ brings is a possession of holiness. Even with the will and the ability to do what's right and what's good. It's the new condition. The full and power to destroy sin and bondage. I'm preaching, stand fast. Amen. Stay free with the liberty. Christ has made us free. We've been set free. Sin's forgiven. Amen. In Christ, I'm risen. I'm saved. I'm delivered. Sanctified. Holy Ghost sealed. And fire baptized. Amen. Let's celebrate this freedom. Thank God this liberty and this victory which we have. If therefore the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Yes.
Independence Day.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing greater.
Jesus.
Nothing greater.
That's right.
To have the fireworks.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. Inside my soul.
Yeah.
That's right.
God.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad the fire still works, Brother Earl.
Yeah.
Praise God. There's one mightier than I. Amen. He's going to come and he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let me tell you, church, fireworks. We have our Independence Day. It's working in our heart and working in our soul.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Are you free?
Come on.
Free.
Amen.
Are you free?
Come on.
Do you want to be free?
Woo.
Do you want to be free?
Come on now.
Are you free?
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
I said you can be because God wants you to be. It's His will that you have liberty and that you have freedom. It's His will that you be free from every tormenting devil, every spirit of hell, every binding spirit. You don't have to succumb. Amen. To lung cancer. Why? Because God can set you free. He can break the addiction, amen, of nicotine. I said he can break the addiction of alcohol. He can break the addiction, amen, of anything that's coming against a child of God. Anything that's coming against people.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
He can break it. Lord, thank you, Lord God. If they've done it for Legion, he can do it for us.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If he done it for that woman that had that spirit of infirmity for 18 years, he can do it for us.
Yes, sir.
If he can do it for that father's son, amen, who brought to the disciples, they couldn't do nothing but brought them to Jesus. Amen. How did this come? for the prayer and the fasting. If he can do it for them, church, he can do it for us.
Praise God. Yes. Holy, holy.
Woman said, my daughter's grievously vexed.
Yeah.
Well, Jesus set her free.
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank God. Lord, we love you tonight.
Jesus.
Thank you for freedom.
Yes.
Thank you for liberty.
Yes.
Thank you for victory.
Yes, God.
Thank you for power. It's not our soul.
Oh,
Lord, we wish you right now. Set the captive free.
Hallelujah.
Lord, if there's one here tonight, needs a touch, needs to be helped, delivered, Lord, would you do it for
him?
Jesus. Oh, thank you. Freedom in the Lord.
Freedom.
Freedom in the Lord.
Freedom.
Wilt thou be made whole?
Praise
will you be free? You've got some plaguing things in your mind. There's people here right here that I'm talking to. There's a warfare. There's a battle in your mind.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm going to tell you what some of y'all are battling.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
You're battling some things. Am I going to live? Am I going
to
die?
Come on.
Some of you all, the devil's trying to diagnose you with things in your body.
Yeah.
On, giving bro. You a time.
Come on.
Of how long are you going to live?
Come on.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
You can believe it.
Come on.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
It's real.
Yeah.
You can believe it. You can start talking about it. You can start speaking it. Life and death, life and the power of the tongue.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Some of you having some major mind battles.
Bless him, Lord.
Questions, doubts, fears, anxieties, oppressions. The enemy is planting seeds. And it's got better. And it's got worse. He'll do a little bit good for a little while, and then it comes right back. Do you know God can make it to where it won't come back no more?
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
God can dismiss it all.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He wants to cause you to doubt. Doubt what God said. Doubt God's word. Doubt God's power in your life.
Right. Come on.
Amen.
I want to tell you, there's freedom tonight.
Yes, amen.
Freedom.
There's liberty in the Lord.
Yes.
There's freedom in God.
Yes.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Having in readiness revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled.
Yeah.
Cast it down. That lying devil. That lying spirit. Keeps you depressed. Keeps you full of anger. Keeps you full of bitterness.
Come on.
Keeps you full of hate. Keeps you full of envy and jealousy. Amen. He can come out.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He can come out.
Yes, God.
Some of you know what the will of God is for your life, but you're allowing these mind battles to hold you back from your potential and what God wants.
Jesus.
You're allowing things that people said to dictate what God wants. You need to dismiss it tonight.
Yes, sir.
It don't matter. Anything they ever said about our Jesus, he never let it one time stop him.
Right.
He never one time back down, turned around, or sit down.
Come on.
But here we are.
Come on, brother. You're right.
Come on.
You say, well, we're just here. Tell you what we are. We got some spirits fighting our minds.
Have your way, Lord.
It's Independence Day.
Bless
all right.
Be
yes,
the
God.
Name.
It's time for some freedom.
Yes, God.
It's time for some liberty.
The Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not going to let this rule my mind.
Have your way, mighty God.
Come on.
My Lord and my God.
What is it that's holding you down?
You say God.
Have your way, Lord.
Jesus. You don't have to be like this.
That's right.
God don't want you to be like this. The Holy Ghost don't want you to be like this.
Right. Bless him, Lord.
That's why Jesus paid the price.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm not asking you if you accept the Lord. I'm not asking if you're saved. I'm not asking that if you ain't, get up here, but I'm just asking you, what do you need from God?
Thank you, Lord.
Right here. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Be you renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes, amen.
Jesus. I wasn't going this way, Brother Tommy. I wasn't. Not in this direction here just for a minute, and I'm getting out of the way.
Come on, come on.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Can we stand for altar service here?
Hallelujah.
Precious Lord, precious God.
We need some people to be honest, open, and willing.
My Lord and my God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord.
Jesus.
It's physical. We try to treat it physical, and it's still there. We need to deal some things tonight as spiritual things. Not too much carnality that people can't even grasp a hold of the spiritual things of God. Anybody tonight? Got to be praying. Anybody else? Here am I, Lord.
He will lift you up. He will. just turns and walks away, and they leave you standing there with a shattered face. Thank you.
Yeah.